Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 62. It's so nice to be here with you. Okay, I'm not really here with you. I'm really here with me and my dog, Travis. But I'd like to think of you sitting there, listening. Not just sitting, I hope you're doing something. Driving your car, or even better, making a quilt. I hope so. Anyway, it's Thursday because, you know, I am a Thursday girl, and it's Thursday, and here I am. It is November 3rd. I am enjoying this 11-11 stuff, aren't you? And next Friday is going to be so much fun because it's going to be 11-11-11, and most of us are not going to see another 11-11-11 ever. Again, so this is the one we get. Let's enjoy it. But I do. I like the number 11. It's a good number. My favorite number, in case you're wondering, 5. But because when I was little, there was the Sesame Street song about 5. Such a lovely number. I'm so glad that I've 5 people in my family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anyway, yes. Isn't that nice? Yes, I think Ernie or Bert sang that. And we had a Sesame Street record that I listened to in my room on my Donald Duck record player. Actually, I think it was my brother's Donald Duck record player. I don't know. Mom, you'll have to tell me all of this. We had a series of record players growing up. I did. I listened to records. I think I had a kind of quiet time. And that's what I did. Listen to records. Listen to my Sesame Street record. And because I, too, had 5 people in my family, I think at that time, I decided 5, my favorite number, but 11 is a good number too. 11, 11, 11. It's going to be fun. So here I am, and I have several quilt diaries, all short and rambly and with very little to report because I really just got the last episode up on Sunday. It's not been a lot of time, but I have finished my pinwheel quilt top picture up on the WordPress site. Let me give you my addresses, numbers, etc. if you want to email me. F. Dowell, as in Francis Dowell, fdowell@mindspring.com, or you can come by. I have 2 sites. Most people seem to be coming to the WordPress site. That is where the pictures are. That is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I do have a Podbean site. A couple people stop by Podbean to see me, and that is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Before I forget, I want to say thanks to Sherry D., who I'm awfully fond of. She sent me a big spool of Aurifil thread because it was not working out with her machine. Sherry, thank you so much. It will work out with mine. I do believe it's big, awesomely big. So I want to say thank you to everyone who took the time to comment on last week's episode, which is actually this week's episode. We're kind of crowding them in right now. Let me go over to my WordPress site and I'll tell you who I'm going to thank. Well, I want to thank everyone who said such nice things about Will's quilt, Stormy Weather. That's the picture that's up on the WordPress site for the episode 61 blog. And that was just really kind of you. I'm glad you like it. I like it. He likes it. We all like it. It's a good thing. I want to say thanks to Robin. I want to say thanks to Sherry K, to Heather, who hadn't listened to the episode yet, but was commenting on the quilt picture. And she is currently quilting a queen-size quilt for the first time on her average sewing machine. Chose plain vertical straight lines and is very glad she did. Wow, I am impressed. Yeah, the plain vertical straight lines for the first time queen-size quilt. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Good luck, Heather. Heather has a wonderful blog. I talk about it in one of the quilt diaries. It's like crafting ... It is on. I do mention it later, and it is also now on my blog roll on the WordPress site. So very fun, great blog. So go visit Heather over on her blog. Heather, thank you for commenting. Thank you to Noni and to Sherry D. Thank you, Sherry D. and Jody B. And she wanted to know, do I find myself walking by the bedroom door just to take another peek? Yeah, I do. Of course, the bed's never made, so loses some of the fun, but definitely when the bed is made. Yeah, I'm walking by. Thank you to Jay, who loves how the quilt looks in that orange room. Yeah, Will's room is orange. He chose it. It's his room. He owns it. It looks kind of cool. I like it. It helps that he covers it up with sports posters. Just, it's a lot of orange. And now we've got a huge IKEA shelf up there, so that's good. But I like orange. I'm up for the orange. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, and who says that she too often has a difficult time deciding how to quilt something. And that is something I talked about last episode, and I do ask you later in this episode for quilting ideas for the pinwheel quilt. I could use some help. And she says that she looks at the quilting on the quilt show slideshows to try to get a sense of how other quilters tackle this challenge. And I will try that too, Kelly the Fifth. That is a great idea. And she says it, she thinks it's a process, and I think it's probably a process too, just trying to figure that out and learn it, trying to learn it. Heard from Claudia of Machentun, who also another really great blog you should check out. Claudia is, and it's probably Claudia. I wonder if I'm saying that right. Am I pronouncing your name right? Claudia? Claudia. Anyway, she's German. And so when you go to her blog, you can read it in English and in German. And she does wonderful quilts. She's a great, Claudia's blog is a great place to go for inspiration. So anyway, thank you, Claudia, for letting me hear from you. Her from Valerie, also known as Scoo Quilt. And so excited quilts. Oh, Jackie. Thanks, Jackie. She loves the quilt, loved the pattern. I know, I really like that pattern too. And it's one of those, I think I talked about this earlier, that I like it even better in real life. I think because the blues I used in it are brighter than the ones in the picture in the, the Lintott book. Heard from Sally, and she recommends a couple books on machine quilting. Quilting Makes the Quilt by Lee Cleland. Let me see, I just had some. Yes, Lee Cleland and Barbara Johanna's Crystal Piecing. Sally has quilted over 1,000 quilts, and she says, I still need to draw on paper or use tracing paper if a quilter wants something custom in an unusual block. So that kind of, I don't know whether to be heartened by that news. I'm really depressed. I'm like, oh my goodness, I've quilted about 10 quilts. Yes, learning process. It's process. Yes, it is. Heard from Charlotte. And Charlotte is a woman after my own heart because she, like me, is a Wendell Berry fan. She says her favorite Wendell Berry book is Hannah Coulter, which is probably my second favorite. I think my favorite Wendell Berry novel, I should say, he's a novelist and a poet and a essayist. My favorite novel, I think, is Jaber Crow. But I think Hannah Coulter may very well be my second favorite. Anyway, I had mentioned recently Colm Tóibín's Brooklyn as a novel I recently read and loved, and she says she is really liking it too. And she writes, it reads like a quiet, unassuming story, and yet the characters and descriptions showed up in my dreams both nights after reading. And how about that? I did not dream about the characters, but they really stayed with me. I thought about them a lot. I still think about the way the novel ended. That has stayed with me, and I've thought about it quite a bit. So wonderful book, Brooklyn by Colm Tóibín. Did I mention I've just finished reading The State of Wonder by Ann Patchett? I think I did say that, which I liked. I loved Bel Canto. That's such a wonderful book. I think that was her last book, at least her last novel. She also writes some nonfiction. And this was not up to that level, but I think well worth reading. She's a wonderful writer. I mean, just sentence by sentence, so hard to beat, just beautiful. And I was moved by the book, and I was interested in it. There were places where it got a little slow for me, but I felt it was well worth the read. I'm really sad to say, so for my book group, we're supposed to be reading Barbara Kingsolver's The Lacuna, which is her newest book. It just came out in paperback. My book club, we only read books that are out in paperback. You know, save a little money if we actually want to buy the book. I try to get mine out of the library more often than not. And, you know, we do a voting thing. It wasn't the book I voted for. But I really do like Barbara Kingsolver, and I've read, I believe, all of her novels and have really liked them, and particularly loved The Poisonwood Bible. And I was not drawn to this story, and I think I think Diane Rehm talked about it on NPR, and maybe even interviewed Barbara Kingsolver. I didn't feel like, oh, I have to read this book, but then thought maybe I would. But I'll tell you what, it's like homework to me. I try to be a very good member of my book club community and read the books, but I've read about 40 pages. I'm like, I just can't do it. And I've got this life to live. And there's so many other books to read or even reread, like Jaber Crow or Hannah Coulter or Brooklyn, you know, and I just can't do it. Have you read it? I have not looked at the Amazon.com reviews, and maybe I will. It'll be interesting to see what other people say. But my friend Danielle, who's a huge Barbara Kingsolver, I mean, Barbara Kingsolver is her favorite writer. She said she got it, you know, when it came out in hardback, and she could not get into it at all. So I know at least I'm not alone on that, that Danielle has similar feelings. So, but it's disappointing because I think Kingsolver is also a wonderful writer, and I don't quite get what was going on. You know, it's interesting as a writer myself, reading the novels, I'm always kind of thinking as a writer sometimes, not all, so that doesn't make sense. I always sometimes think as a writer. I often do. I often feel like I'm reading on two levels. I'm reading for the story and character and what have you, but on another level, I'm always thinking, how are they doing this? You know, where's the magic here? How are they pulling this off? What are the choices they're making as writers? I can't fathom what Kingsolver was thinking about and why she was making certain choices. You know, and when you write, I mean, writers go through lots of drafts, even really good writers like Barbara Kingsolver. And so you read your work over and over. And I'm thinking, wow, I can't even get this through it on a first draft. You know, or not, it was actually her final draft, but on a first go round, she had to read this over and over. And she must have just loved it in some way that made her... made her publish it, but I'm just like, I'm not getting it. So that again, a disappointment. So I'm looking for book recommendations. Oh, I also picked up the new Elm Creek Quilters book, but I really have enjoyed listening to several of those books on audiobook. I think the woman who reads them, I think it's pretty much the same woman all the time, and she's very good. This one, it's maybe called The Wedding Quilt. It's oddly, it takes place like in 2028. And that right off the bat, I thought, I just can't go there. I can't go there for some reason, you know, because it suddenly becomes kind of weird science fiction. But also, I think it's, if you've read all the Elm Creek Quilters books, you've probably, well, I can't say you probably, you might have read them and hated them. But if you read them and loved them, it seems like this is a big retrospective. My understanding is this is the last one. Which makes sense since it's set in 2028. She's getting ahead of herself, taking care of some business. But I think she covers a lot of territory. So looking back, you know, Sarah McClure, her daughter, is getting married. And I think this is this opportunity to do a big look back at everything that has happened. But yeah, that 2028, it just threw me. Because, I don't know. It just threw me. I'm like, oh, again, as a writer, I'm like, wow, that was a really interesting decision to make. And I think it was the wrong decision. So just saying, all that to say, I really need something good to read. It could be fiction. It could be nonfiction. I mean, I love a good novel. I'm dying to read a good novel. I have the novel Beautiful People on hold at the library. I think I'm now like sixth in line for that. I don't know if it's good or not, but it's interesting. It's, you know, kids and technology and, you know, emailing pictures you shouldn't be emailing, that kind of thing. So I'll be interested to see how I like that. But I would love to have something great to read. So if you've got any ideas, send them to me. All right, we are moving on in time here. So I want to get this introduction wrapped up. I've really kind of, gosh, rambled on. So no more rambling. No more rambling. Let's just get right to the Quilt Diaries. Oh, I hope I thanked everybody. Now I'm not sure that I did. Yeah, Sherry D, also a couple people commented over Podbean, Noni and Sherry D. Thank you. You guys rock. Everybody knows Noni. Did I just say Nani before? I'm always thinking I'm saying Nani, who is just like the glue that holds this community together. Yay, Noni. And Sherry D is just one of my personal favorite people because she is very supportive and leaves me lots of comments. Please feel free to leave your comments. I love to hear from you. And really, quilting ideas, let me have them. I would appreciate it. All with Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1, Monday. Tuesday, November 1st. This feels like a Monday because we didn't have school yesterday on Halloween. Will's 9th birthday. Will is 9. Didn't have school yesterday. It was teacher work day. just worked out that way. We had a nice time trick-or-treating. It looked like it was going to be horrible. It was raining really hard in the afternoon, and it was cold. But it kind of cleared up right about 7, which is when we were supposed to go. So we went over to our friend's neighborhood, Jack's last year of trick-or-treating. We have gone with these friends for a long time now, for a long, long time. And Jack and his friends Aiden and Spencer, they have been friends since they were born. Their moms and I met in prepared childbirth class, so we go way back now, 13 years. And but the guys are 12. And I have to say, we saw some like 16-year-olds. We knew they were 16-year-olds because they were driving to trick-or-treat last night. And a couple of them had good costumes on, and you kind of feel a little bit more lenient about it when they actually are dressing up, unlike the three guys. They look like they're probably 8th or 9th grade, just kind of wandering around and not in costume, and you just want to like call the police and say, come pick these guys up. But it was a little weird, like you know, at the doors where there were the 3-year-olds and the 4-year-olds and then the 16-year-olds. I don't know. I think at some point it's time to stop. And I think 7th grade is a perfectly valid time to say this is your last year and it's time to move on and find other Halloween traditions. I think Halloween's one of those little kid things. So, but you know, nowadays everybody gets dressed up for Halloween and has Halloween parties, and it's, you know, whatever. I don't want to judge you if you, in fact, are 42 and getting dressed up and trick-or-treating. You know what? If you're 42 and getting dressed up and going trick-or-treating, more power to you. I'd rather see you out there than those 9th grade thugs, quite frankly. What does this have to do with quilting? Nothing. I don't actually have much to say about quilting today, except that I have finished all my pinwheels, even the corrected versions. So now it's time to start chunking. Going to chunk the pinwheels and get a quilt top. Woohoo! When I do that, I feel like Sandy over quilting the rest of us, except she does a more happy woohoo. I just blunted that woohoo because I realized I was copying Sandy, which I guess is okay. It's flattery. It's flattery. So that's really my big quilting news, although I am quite excited. I got a comment from Heather, and I wasn't sure if I had heard from Heather before. And what I do, if it's possible, I follow people's links back to their blogs if they're coming to my blog from their blog. And sure enough, Heather does have a blog. Let me tell you what it's called. It's called Crafting dot dot dot. So I followed Heather back to her blog, and I was so, first of all, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful blog. She's a wonderful quilter, and just it's lots of fun. It's very active. She posts a lot. But when I followed her back to her blog, crafting dot dot dot, and that, by the way, I have put that in my blog role on the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com site. So if you want to go see that, go over and click on it, and it will take you there. She had an entry Sunday, October 30th, 2011, hometown throw pillow, which she made out of leftover half square triangles. And it is as cute as I can be. She followed a pillow tutorial from Sew Mama Sew. Again, you can just go over to her blog and check it all out. But it's a darling, darling pillow. I need some pillows. And she uses leftover half square triangles, of which I have a bunch of, because I kind of wasn't quite sure how big I wanted the pinwheel quilt. So I overcut, made more half square triangles than I need, and now I've got them, and they're really pretty, and I want to use them, and now I can use them for this pillow. So thank you, Heather. So that's one thing I wanted to share with you this particular evening. It is evening. It's about 10, almost 10. Jack's finishing up his computer gaming, and Will should be fast asleep, but I just heard him go to the bathroom. What I need, a cranky boy in the morning. I also got a comment. Thank you for all the lovely comments, which I'm sure in the introduction I will go over at length, but got a comment. Now I can't remember from whom, but complimenting me, saying that on Will's quilt, and saying, too, that she was amazed by how okay Will's room looked. And believe me, okay is high praise for Will's room. I just thought it was funny. It's like, yeah, and I'm looking at that picture of Will's room. So and you see like he's got orange walls because he loves orange. He loves blue and white, and he loves orange. And they're covered with sports posters and sports guys. And he makes posters and he cuts stuff out and he tapes it to the wall. And my feeling is that it's his room and his walls, and that's fine. I actually have no problem. I liked taping stuff to my walls when I was a kid. But it was Valerie Schuquilt commented. She wanted to know how having an okay room, boys' room, is possible. A lot of it has to do with having a walk-in attic, and you just periodically take boxes into your boys' room, shove everything that's on the floor into the box, it's not like clothes, and you put it in the attic. And if he starts looking for the stuff you've put in the box, which, by the way, almost never does, he doesn't miss it. He says, it's probably in a box in the attic. And if he really wants it, he goes to look for it. So that's how I do it. And if you look at the picture, you'll see that his room is still pretty much a mess. But we're getting better. We got up the shelves from IKEA, and that has made a big difference in his room because he's got all these collections, and now he can put them up on the shelves. So anyway, I'm just getting started on the Quilt Diaries because, as you know or may not know, I was late with last week's podcast. Just things got crazy, as I explained. So this week I want to go back to being a Thursday girl because that's just part of my podcasting identity now, and I don't want to lose it. I don't want to give that up. So I've come to talk to you just a little bit. Just wanted to let you know, finished my pinwheels, going to start chunking them together, and wanted to direct you to Heather's blog if you want to make a pillow with your leftover half-square triangles. Really cute pillow. Thank you, Heather, for coming by to say hi. Okay, I'm going to go. I may knit. I'm trying to finish up the Julia Roberts sweater. I knit. Here's what knitting is great for, because I have to say I've not been in a big knitting mood as of late. Been much more quilting. And, you know, with quilting, sometimes you just make faster progress, more evident progress, and that's a very satisfying thing when you're making something. And with the Julia Roberts sweater, these sleeves, just the last part of the sweater, just feel like they're taking forever, feel like I'm making no progress. But here's the great thing about knitting. I had to take Jack to an eye appointment today. And knitting in a waiting room is really one of the most restful, relaxing things you can ever do because you feel like you're using this time. And not all time has to be productive time. We understand that. But those of us who like to make stuff, we're always happy to have an opportunity to sit there and make stuff guilt-free, not feeling like there's anything else we should be doing. So I did make some progress today on the Julia Roberts sweater sleeve. So I may, depending, I'm going to go see what the man's up to. If he's watching something good on TV, I might do that. If not, it's almost 10. I may go to bed. Or I might start chunking. You never know with me because I'm pretty wild. I'm pretty out of control. So, hey. Anyway, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary, day 2. It's Wednesday, November 2nd. Oh my goodness, it's Wednesday. I'm supposed to post this tomorrow. I am so off because of the whole Monday staying out of school thing or having no school. We didn't stay out. We were not allowed in. School was closed. Wow. So it's a good thing that I'm recording this diary because I'll need something to post tomorrow. Good grief. This week's just gone crazy. Well, it's another diary where I don't actually have that much to report, but I'm reporting anyway so that I have some material to post in the podcast. You see how this works. It's a vicious circle. I am chunking. I have spent, I don't know, probably an hour this afternoon chunking my pinwheels, my beach towel quilt. I'm just going to call it the beach towel. You know I am, even though I don't even think that's a very good name. That's what I'm calling it. And, you know, one of the things that when I was envisioning this or just thinking about it, I thought that I had first lined it up just color by color, row by row, thinking that once I was ready to put it together, I would probably variegate a bit, you know, drop some colors down, lift some colors up, because at the beach, you know, the colors kind of all mix and mingle the way they do. But I have to say, every time I've tried to do it, I have not liked it as much as the row on top row, a row of color on top of another row of color on top of another row of color, the single line of color. I am just liking that look for this quilt, so that's what I'm doing. And at this rate, I think I will have it all chunked by this weekend. That maybe I may actually set a goal for myself. Although we know when I set goals that I never meet them, but this could be worth it because it would be very fun to take this over to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday and get some border fabric. I think I'm going to do two borders. I haven't done that in a long time, and I like the small border and then the larger border. And I think with this quilt, it might be interesting to do that. I don't know, but they're very nice about helping you over there. And so I may go and get some advice and see what they think. I don't know. I feel like it needs more than just, say, a white border. It would be nice to do a line of color around the initial edge. So that's my goal, to have this done so I could take it over. And I have to tell you something else. So, you know, if you listened to last week's episode, I was like, I'm going to use for the next quilt I'm doing, for the bento box I'm going to do for my mother-in-law, I'm using this leftover fabric. Now I'm like thinking, wouldn't it be fun to get some like new fabric? I mean, what would be fun? Here's the thing. Okay, so I'm looking at the directions and they say for a lap quilt, 10 fat quarters. All right, so far I've been too lazy to work out on the math on that. I'm going to have to sit down. It's like, how much is 10? Now, I think it's more than 10 fat quarters. It's like 10 light fat quarters and 10 dark fat quarters. And I thought, you know, gosh, wow. Other than, wow, more money to spend. Woo-hoo! I was like, it could be fun just to get some, well, jelly rolls. I don't know. Because then that would come too with the light and dark fabric all mixed in already. But I don't know how many jelly rolls equals 20 fat quarters. I could do the math. I think I could. I'm sorry, I'm leaning back in my seat. If I sound far away, that's why. So I am kind of thinking about getting some new fabric. Because I don't have enough of this fabric. I won't have enough left over to use it entirely. So do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. That's Whitman. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of where I am today. I don't know that I have any other quilting news. I've been looking at the latest Quilters Newsletter. Always interesting, always informative. Yay, Quilters Newsletter. Oh, the other thing, because, you know, I was mentioning yesterday, I'm coming back to my justification of buying new fabric for the next quilt, is that, of course, now that I read Heather's blog post about using leftover half-square triangles for pillows, I'm like, well, goodness gracious, I could take this fabric and make pillows with it, see? So that's what I'm thinking now. Yeah, that's my rationale. I'm going to end up buying new fabric. You know I am. I'm turning into my mother, who has a stash now. So as we know, from our last visit with her in August, she's stashing. So that's it. It's a beautiful day. We have had beautiful weather. Beautiful. This is what you wait for all year long. These strings of like 60, 65 degree days, blue skies. It's gorgeous. Every fall is not like this. Sometimes you get really rainy falls. And sometimes November can be a really kind of dreary month. But so far it's been lovely. And we have not been snowed out like my old hometown of Amherst, Massachusetts. Not a hometown, but a resting place for several years. No, we're just having just a string of beautiful days, so I can't even complain about the weather. Not that I complain about the weather, but I have nothing but good news weather-wise. It's a good time. And so there's that to tell about. Will is cranky today. He's been cranky. I think he had a big weekend. When your birthday lasts like 3 days, you're going to have some crankiness. It's got to be a letdown once the festivities are over. But yeah, that's kind of weird. He tends to be fairly jolly. And the thing with Will is when he's cranky, you just have to let him go off by himself and be cranky for a while. And then he snaps out of it on his own pretty well. But yeah, a little cranky. Had his teeth cleaned today. They do this thing at his dentist. I love his dentist. But they do a plaque leveling. So, like, basically, the dentist really wants you to be at 4 and under. I wish they were. This is a pediatric dentist, and I love him, and I wish he would be my dentist, but I'm no longer in peds. But 4 and under, which Will was last time he was 4. This time he's up to 6, which I think is weird because he's been flossing. But yeah, he's up to 6. And then I said, well, we'd like to see that number go back down. Like, you and me both, babe. But 2 days after Halloween, probably not that surprising. All right, someone's coming downstairs, so I guess I'm going to end this up. Who knows? Maybe I'll talk some more later. Oh, no. They're going to the bathroom or in the attic. No, I still don't have anything else to say other than Jack's getting his teeth cleaned in a couple weeks. Good Lord. I think his plaque level last time was like 8, so it was still well within what they want it to be, which I think is under 18. But nonetheless, I just feel, given that, you know, his lack of interest in hygiene has achieved all-time heights, who knows what it's going to be. You know, but that's between him and his dentist and the dental insurance, which we have, and thank goodness is good. I've got to go get my teeth cleaned, too. I wish I could go to Dr. Hill. Can't. Going to get my eyes checked tomorrow, though, because our insurance, every 2 years we can get free glasses. So we'll see if I actually need real glasses as opposed to the reading glasses I get at Target. I'll keep you up on that, although, yeah, it'll probably be late tomorrow when I post this, because, well, tomorrow's Thursday. I'm a Thursday girl, but sometimes I might be a late-night Thursday girl. Okay, enough rambling. I think I've done my duty for today, quilt diary-wise. Again, don't have that much to say, but hopefully I'll have a picture tomorrow of a fairly well-chunked bunch of pinwheels. That was fun to say. And on that note, I'll see you later. Quilt diary day 3. Trace, it's Thursday. It's actually pretty late on Thursday. It's almost 9:30, so I am going to be working pretty hard to get this one up so I can be a Thursday girl yet again, but I will do it. I have just taken a picture of my completed pinwheel top. Yes, that is right, ladies. It is finished. It is done, the top. So, Saturday, off to Thimble Pleasures, get the borders, get the backing. Probably will go to Joann's for the batting. In fact, I've got all these big Joann coupons. You probably have them too, 25% off your entire purchase. So I'm making a Joann's list. What do I need? Just bought rotary blades, so I don't think I'm going to pick up any more of those. But it's a good deal because it's 25% off everything, even if it's on sale. So that's sweet. Before I forget, so I finished the pinwheel top. If you have suggestions for how, when I get to the quilting part of this, how I might quilt the pinwheels, let me know. Just, you can refer to send me a link to a picture online, or just give me some sort of vague description, just sort of something off the cuff, that's fine. But try to let me know, say by Monday. I'd be shocked if I were actually in the process of quilting this by Monday, but let's not tarry, let's not dally. Get your ideas to me ASAP. So excited to be done. How do I feel about the overall precision of my piecing? You know, better. Better, I'm getting better. It's not perfect by any means. It's interesting that some of the colors, say like the very darkest blue, are very precise. The light green are like the least precise of the pinwheels. I don't know why that is, but isn't that strange? I don't know if during some parts I just got slacker than other parts. I don't know. I have been loaned the Sally Collins Precision Piecing DVD by a friend, and I haven't watched that yet. So that is, I think, going to be on my list for weekend watching, particularly because I need to get these videos back to my friend who loaned them to me, and kind of get brush up, especially because I do want to get started now on my bento box quilt for Melveen. So this is a lot of just straight line cutting, no half square triangles, so hopefully an opportunity to really get some good precision piecing in. But I need some more hints because, like I said, I am pleased. I was thinking today of other quilts I have made in the past, and this is much more precise. Much more consistently precise than other quilts I've done. So I feel like I am improving, but it's not by any means perfectly precise or even close to being perfectly, nearly perfectly, halfway perfectly precise. It's just, it's fine. It's fine. It's gone due in a pinch. And again, giving the quilt to a muggle, she won't know. She won't know. They don't know. The muggles don't know. So that is where I am. I'm excited to move on. I'm excited to have this done because I feel like I just started a couple weeks ago. Isn't this good? I've really been using my time well and wisely. I'm a little scared. What am I going to do until I get to Thimble Pleasures? Tomorrow the weather's not going to be good, or I might try to sneak in a trip. Whereas, you know, it's not going to work tomorrow. Saturday it is, and if I feel the need to sew tomorrow night, I do have Razzle Dazzle to put together. So keeping that in mind, also some knitting to do. And got Barclay, are we saying Barclay Square? Yes, got disc 2 of that. And that's definitely a knitting proposition because, of course, with sewing, the problem is even though the Bernina is quite quiet, you still miss some dialogue. And so at some point this afternoon, I was knitting and watching Barclay Square, and it was very, very pleasant. Also been doing knitting in waiting rooms. I think I mentioned that already. All right, I am going to whip around and do the introduction, the opening, the hello, everybody, and then get this posted. And stay your Thursday girl forever and ever. Okay, I hope you have a good week. I hope you have a good week. And what are you going to do? Do you have something on your plate, quilty-wise? I hope so. I really do. It's so fun. I'm feeling very proud of myself for finishing this top and feeling like, wow, I may actually do it. I may actually finish 3 quilts to give us Christmas presents. And wouldn't that be amazing? It would be so amazing. So that's what I'm working toward this weekend. What are you working toward? What are you working on? I hope you're having fun. I hope at least you could buy some fabric or just spend some time online looking at fun quilty blogs. It's all good. We're all good. You're good. You're very good. All right, then. Have a great week. I'll see you next Thursday. Bye for now. P.S. All right, so I've been looking at the picture I posted on the blog, and I'm looking at the quilt. I am not sure about that light green line of pinwheels. So I want you to look at the picture. I'm sorry, it's not a great picture. It just, I don't know why. The quilt is darker at the bottom and lighter at the top, so that's part of it. And I think just the way the lighting is in the room, the top part actually looks a little faded in a way that's not fair to the quilt. Nonetheless, I want you to look at the picture and tell me what you think, because it is would be very easy for me to move around lines of pinwheels. I'm not against doing that. And I keep looking at it and being jarred by that light green line. But maybe I shouldn't be. I'm going to turn and look at it right now. I don't know. I kind of like it too at the same time. So look at the picture, ignore how bad it is, and comment for me. Tell me or email me, F, as in Francis, Dowell, F-D-O-W-E-L-L, at mindspring.com, if you have suggestions. Because I, you know, I'm so dang far ahead on this stuff. I know I shouldn't say that because, you know, I'm going to break my leg or something. Well, if I broke my leg, I could still quilt, sort of. But I am not adverse to doing some revisions, but I need to hear from you sooner rather than later, right? So look at the picture. Tell me what you think. If you're fine with it, if you like it, if you love it, if you're like, huh, give me your suggestions. I need them. All right. I'm going to bed. Bye.